Hey man, this is for Thursday the 19th. We'll just call this promises. Promises. Here we go. 3, 2. Hey guys, welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. I'm Pastor Bobby McGraw, one of the pastors, part of the team here at Sugar Hill Church, and we're so thrilled that you're part of this today. Our hope is this would be encouraging, and honestly, this week has been unbelievable around here. Our Sunday gatherings were really powerful. Lots of good stuff happening in groups and even in the meet and greet room. Just lots of wonderful conversations. So I hope you're having a great week, and I hope you're looking forward to a wonderful weekend that you'll get to unplug and just have some fun. Well, I was reading in my own sort of daily ahas, my daily time with the Lord, and one of the things that I ran across in the book of Matthew, so the first gospel in the New Testament, Matthew, was the disciples asking Jesus, "Jesus, would you teach us how to pray?" Now, I've heard that before, and I learned the Lord's Prayer when I was a little kid, but it just struck me because I realized in that moment that I think that's the only thing the disciples ever asked Jesus, teach us how to do that. I mean, they didn't ask him how to start a ministry. They didn't ask him how to rise in influence. They didn't ask him how to multiply bread and perform their own miracles. The one thing they asked him to do was they said, would you teach us how to pray? I don't know exactly why they did that. Maybe they understood the power of prayer. Maybe they understood what it could accomplish if you couple that prayer with faith. But man, it was just convicting to me to say, I need to take that more seriously. Well, one of the ways that we can do that is by claiming the promises of God. We can do that when we pray. And here's the reason why we do that. I think when we pray the promises of God, it helps us to remember what God has promised. I mean, I think there's literally over 7,000 promises in the Bible. That's a lot of promises. And these promises provide answers to our needs. They provide answers to our problems. They provide a foundation for our life. And so when you think about prayer, what prayer does is it focuses When you think about it, some of what prayer does is it focuses our attention on God, and it helps us to see that he is bigger and he's more powerful and he's higher than our concerns. And as we see God answer our prayers, then our faith grows. I mean, that's what happens. And faith is that key that unlocks the door to God's power. So I want to rattle off today just a few of the promises. There's no way I can do 7,000 on the podcast, but I want to give you a few of the promises. And I want to encourage you, listen to these. Don't let your mind wander, but listen to these and see if they don't speak to you. And then maybe you want to take one or two or three of these and just offer them to the Lord in prayer today. But here's the first promise. Exodus 14, verse 14, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Listen to Isaiah 40, 29. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases their strength. What about Isaiah 40, verse 31? But those who trust in the Lord for help will find their strength renewed. They will rise on wings like eagles. They will run and not get weary. They will walk and not grow weak. What about Isaiah 41:10? Don't be afraid because I am with you. Don't be intimidated. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will support you with my victorious right hand. James 1:5. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. Listen to 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Listen to Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or abandon you. Do not fear and do not be dismayed. Listen to Philippians 4, 19. But my God shall supply your every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Listen to Psalm 23, verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. But what about Psalm 86, verse 5? You willingly forgive, and your love is always there for those who pray to you. Now, we could go on and on. There are so many promises. One of those is James 1:5. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. Maybe that could be one that you hold on today. I don't know which ones of these stick out to you, but I want to encourage you to take a promise of God and to pray it back to him. God, would you give me that kind of wisdom? God, would you give me the wisdom that I need to walk through today? Well, hey, we'll come back on a future podcast and talk more about prayer and just some simple tools in doing that, but I'm out of time for today. But before I leave you, a week from Saturday is our first ever Priscilla Shire simulcast here at the church. This is open to all ladies, all ages of our church. It starts at 8:30 that morning, Saturday morning, and goes throughout the entire day. There's going to be a meal served here, snacks throughout the day, but incredible, incredible, incredible teaching and community. We had so many people sign up that we had to move the location into the worship center, and it's going to be a fabulous day. And so if you're a lady, or if you've got a lady in your life and they haven't signed up yet, I want to do something for you. Today on the podcast, I'm giving the only discount code that's out there. And so if you go to the register section of the Sugar Hill Church app or the website and you find the Priscilla Shire event, you've got between now and Sunday to sign up. And if you use the coupon code, so when you get ready to click the final submit button that's got an area you can put a code or a discount code in, just put in the code PODCAST20, PODCAST20, no spaces, altogether PODCAST20, and that'll save you 20% on your registration fees. And so if you're a guy, do that for a lady in your life. If you're a lady and you haven't signed up yet, it's going to be incredible. If I could be there, I would be there. It is awesome. Well, I hope you have a great day today. If there's anything we can join you in praying for, drop us an email at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. And I hope you'll join us this Sunday. We gather at 9:30 and 11 in the worship center and 11 in the chapel for our Espanol service. I'm looking forward to teaching on something called How to Make a Comeback. We hope to see you then. Have a great rest of your Thursday.